I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to the All by the Popcorn podcast. I'm Alessandra.
And I'm Emily.
And today we have a toppings for everyone that if you've been listening to our toppings, you know that this is post my wedding. And as Emily just said, I am now a married lady.
This is a married lady. We're trying to decide who should start. And I was like, how about the married lady start?
Yeah.
And so that's what happened. Yes. Alessandra's married and we've had a crazy 2 weeks.
Oh, shit. Yeah, that's that's an understatement. It's been wild. I mean, people just left this morning. I've been just so social and happy. It was kind of amazing. It was honestly amazing. Everything was fantastic. So you were in Buffalo previous to the coming to Boston. So why don't we just kind of talk about things that you did on this trip with your niece and everything?
Sure.
Before we get into wedding stuff.
Yes, I went to Buffalo for Thanksgiving because I wasn't really going to see my sisters during the Christmas season. So we just kind of did our holiday stuff before. So I went out like November 16th, 15th, I flew out there and I stayed with them for about 2 weeks. And we, you know, had Thanksgiving with my sister's wife's half of the family. And then we did a Lefse party. Normally we do that every Christmas, but because I wasn't going to see them during Christmas, we threw a Lefse party and invited all of my sister's wife's side because they had never made Lefse before. So that was very exciting. We got some new people making Lefse this year and it seemed like
nice.
They really enjoyed it.
Yes.
Yeah, and then I got to have Lefse early, which I'm not complaining. I love Lefse. And I get to do it twice. So that's
Oh, really? Oh, great.
Yes. We're still planning to do it. I think it's going to be at my cousin's place this year. So we'll see how that goes. Funny enough, my mom was like, what are they going to need? I was like, well, we're going to need to bring everything. Like, they don't have the Lefse sticks. They don't have, like, they don't have any. They don't have any of the, unless they buy them beforehand.
True. And the Lefse
like,
sticks
have to,
look like little yardsticks almost. I don't know how else to describe them. They're like little short yardsticks.
Yeah, they kind of just like rounded out rulers.
Mm-hmm.
And they just help you flip because the dough is very fragile at first once you kind of get them cooking on the stove. But yeah, so that was a lot of fun. We had like a Canada Day trip, planned, but did you hear about that car accident that happened on one of the bridges crossing over to Canada in Western New York?
No.
So I think it happened like the week of Thanksgiving, like a couple days before Thanksgiving, and like just this car just jumped the barriers leading on to I think it was Peace Bridge or Rainbow Bridge. I think it was Rainbow Bridge. The pedestrian bridge.
Uh-huh.
And I think it either almost hit two people or it like hit and killed two people. Yeah.
Oh no.
And so Rainbow Bridge was closed and even some flights were affected because, you know, they thought it was like a terrorist attack.
Oh my God. That's terrible.
And this was like days before we were planning on, you know, crossing the border and going to Canada.
Well, that wasn't going to happen.
It didn't end up happening. And the only day that we kind of all had free was the Sunday after Thanksgiving. And we just had, we had Thanksgiving and then we had to prep for the Lefse party and then we had the Lefse party. So it was like mm-hmm. those 3 days were super busy, super tiring. And Sunday was like our first day to just sit and veg out and not do anything. So we just didn't end up going. But yeah, so it was really nice. I didn't work as much because I was just there for 2 weeks, and I took, and you know, we had the Thanksgiving days off, and then mm-hmm. I took the 2 days off when I first got there. So it was nice to have those two, like, extended weekends. I just hung out with my niece a lot and hung out with my sisters a lot. I played this really cute unpacking game. It's like a really soothing, like, it's really cute. It's just like you follow the life of this person from, you know, them being a teen, and you're unpacking stuff in like your teen room, and then to college and moving in with your first partner, and then getting dumped or breaking up with said partner, and then moving back in with your parents.
Okay.
And it's just telling this whole life through unpacking boxes.
Oh my God. Like, that is so
you
very...
have these rooms.
Okay.
Then you have a bathroom.
You have to put things away?
In a kitchen. Yes. You unpack the boxes. You see what's in these boxes. And then you find places for everything.
That's like almost my nightmare. That's like... It's not quite, like, as bad as I probably... Like, I definitely would rather do it in a video game than in real life. But packing, to me, I hate packing. Like...
You hate packing?
Yes, I do. Why do you think I leave it till the last minute, like, every single time?
Oh, I didn't
the
know
opposite
you
of you.
I mean, I still sort of... I mean, I do a lot of mental planning and list making, and then I kind of throw shit into a suitcase, and then it's kind of left to the last minute to actually organize the bag. But I am thinking, like, definitely a week to half a week ahead, at least mentally, of what I need to pack.
Yeah. I only do it literally right when I'm preparing to put things in the bag. I will lay things out on the bed and kind of sort out what I'm going to wear. And it's usually not the day of, it's usually the day before if there's a flight.
Yeah.
But, I really despise it. So
that's very chaotic of you, Alessandra. I never thought that you would do that.
'Cause I plan so well, like, otherwise, you mean?
Yeah, I mean, you plan everything out, so you're always on time to things, you're mm-hmm. always, like, you're always planned and, like, prepared for things, like, that just seems so unlike you.
You know what it is? I hate getting dressed. I hate choosing clothes because I don't know what I'm going to feel like wearing. That's the problem, is every single day of my life, I wear pretty much, like, comfy clothes, and I'll wear, like, the same pair of pants multiple days in a row because I can get away with that not going into work and they're comfy pants, and then I'll put them in
and
the
not
wash.
Seeing anyone.
I'm only seeing my husband now, but you know, they don't get definitely... like super smelly or anything, and I'll wear them for several days and then I'll put them in the wash, and, you know, it's fine. But
I was such an overpacker for the longest time until I feel like that our first trip to London really, really got me into, like, strategic packing.
For every day. You have to pick out what you're going to wear every day.
Yes. And knowing when to, like, rewear stuff and if you're going to have access to a washing machine and things like that. I did very good packing for this trip. I was with my sisters for 2 weeks, and so I packed, like, maybe a week and a day's worth of clothes, and then they do a lot of laundry because, you know, they got a kid
baby. 100%.
So I think I washed everything, like, once, maybe some things twice, and I think I wore everything that I packed. So and that was definitely what I was so super mad about, that I packed so much extra stuff for the 2 month trip, which, I mean, it was 2 months. Like, what I mean, like, I needed things. I'm gonna be gone for a very long time. But I didn't end up wearing everything that I had packed. And so I was, like, mad at myself because I was like, damn it. Like,
well,
I packed this
when
I
was
never going to wear it.
I was with you when you were packing for that, too. And, like, I remember telling you, I was like, I don't think that you need this many multiples of this. Like, you know, like, I think you had, like, too many multiples of things. And I'm like, you could rewear things and you're going to have access to a washing machine. So, like, in my head, I'm like, you know, you really only need maybe one one or two pairs of PJs, and then that's it. And you brought like four.
Yeah, well, I think I've learned on this trip too that I have so many clothes,
yeah,
that I am washing clothes and kind of like the same clothes, because again, I wear a lot of loungewear because I work from home and I don't, you know, I only wear things out if I'm going out. But usually I'm just wearing loungewear. So I've realized that I probably don't wear things as many days as I think I do. Like I will probably, like normally I will wear something until I shower, and mm-hmm. then I will change my outfit.
Yeah. Right.
And sometimes if I'm wearing something during the day and it just smells gross the next day, I'll just wash it and wear something else. Like cause I have enough clothes to do that.
Oh, sure. Sure.
So it's yeah. just like, I don't wear clothes as often as I think I do. But it still worked out. But I just felt like I was always being like, can we wash some clothes? Can we wash some clothes? Can we wash yeah. some clothes?
Sure.
At my sister's.
I need to do the laundry yeah. again. I feel like I just did it, but that was like over a week ago, and like it piles up so quickly. And so, mm-hmm. you know, I need to do it again. And it's like, yeah. you know, I have to go all the way down to the basement, which is six floors down to get there. And go up and down all day long. To do the laundry. Yeah. So our next big project for our house is to put the laundry up in our own unit so that we don't have to keep going downstairs.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Mm-hmm. Now that we don't have a wedding to pay for, that's going to be the next thing.
For sure, for sure.
So
but it is nice that your complex does have a machine. Like
it is. In the basement.
The complex.
Yeah.
In the basement.
It because like nice. You like we were talking about, not every place has that, and you have to use the laundromat sometimes.
Right.
So, yeah, very lucky about that for sure. And while you were in Buffalo, it snowed as well, right?
Yes, it did snow for like 2 days straight. So we got like a good 12 plus inches of snow. It was really nice. It was really pretty. My sisters just like live out in the country with a bunch of trees around them. So just looking outside their front or their back door was just beautiful and just really snowy and woodsy, and was just amazing. It was very relaxing. Definitely had like that cabin feel. So it was very nice.
And it's so quiet.
Popped on over.
Like when
it
snows.
It was quiet until I actually got there when hunting season started.
So oh my god!
Every
no.
year,
are
yes,
you serious? So you heard the shots?
I'm serious. Yes.
Oh my god!
So people can put up posted signs. That means like, you know, this is private property. Don't shoot. Whatever. Like, don't come onto my property and don't shoot on my property.
Yeah.
But yeah, if there are not posted signs, I think hunting season started I think it started the weekend I got there. Like it was like November 18th or 19th or something. And so you're able to shoot, and that's why like hikers will stop going hiking because people get shot every year apparently.
Oh god. Stupid country that we live in.
It's a sport.
I know,
and
it's a sport.
These are the risks.
I know.
The risks of living in this area. But, and it's only for a couple of weeks. I think it goes until like December 2nd or something. Like it's only for a couple of weeks. But you could basically shoot from a certain time in the morning to a certain time. I think you have to stop at 4:30 PM or something at mm-hmm. night, and you could start as early as like, you know, dawn. Maybe like 4 or 5 in the morning, 6 in the morning. So definitely heard some shots around sometimes, but so that was exciting. My sisters were even trying to get something. They bought so you have to buy these tags so that they can like keep track of the population and stuff. And so they bought a buck tag, and they bought some turkey tags.
So they can shoot themselves?
Yeah, so they could shoot themselves.
Oh, Jesus.
I don't think they ended up, they didn't end up getting anything. Because, you know, it was their first year and they're amateurs.
Oh, my God.
Trying to figure out how to do, I mean, they were getting help from, like, their brothers and stuff that also hunt and stuff. And there are people who know how to in the family. So they were getting some advice and stuff from them. But, yeah, I think they didn't end up doing it. So that was interesting. That was definitely an interesting thing that happened while I was there. Kind of made it so we couldn't go out and, you know, see nature too much. Because I want to see one of the creeks. Like, in the springtime, they're always posting these really cute pictures of them at these, like, little riverbeds and, mm-hmm. and creeks and things fishing. And I really wanted to see one. But because hunting season started, I'll just have to wait until I go maybe next year in the springtime or something. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was just really chill. It was really nice.
That is nice. And was Boots sad when you left?
I don't think she quite knew what was happening, but, you know, she did hug me goodbye and, you know, she was, I'm sure she maybe said some stuff like, you know, where's Auntie or something like afterwards, but, you know, she's a little kid. She doesn't really know what's happening. I was like, Auntie's going on a plane. I don't know when I'm going to see you again, but I love you. And she's like, okay, aww. Bye.
Yeah. What a cutie.
Yeah.
Well,
she
I
might
think
come out at the beginning of the year, but we'll see.
Oh, okay. That would be good. See, yeah, your, maybe, you know, her grandparents.
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll see.
Yeah. Well, I think now would be a good time to take a break.
Yep. And then talk about the wedding.
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
We're back. Emily, were you laughing at my whoops?
A little bit. A little bit. a little chortle. Just a little one.
People came in, so my parents ended up coming in on Sunday night of last week, over a week ago, to help me prepare. Yes, they came in quite early. Yes.
Yeah.
We had to put together all of the bags, all of the welcome bags. So that's what they did. You know, that had my little...
I think I saw those photos in the album. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Had
yeah.
Bunch of stuff in it, you know, water bottle, liquid IV, chocolate, some popcorn,
Advil,
and a little booklet of things that I made for things to do in Boston. I like handmade a book myself, printed out all the, like, there's dozens of things inside of it, wrote it all out, links to a QR code, the Google Maps, and then, like, sewed them up myself with my sewing machine. And those were a freaking hit, man. People were coming up to me like, I'm so glad that you gave this to me because now I can do things around here. And I was like, great.
Yeah, so, that was a really great idea. I kept mine because it was just so cute.
Oh, yeah.
And unfortunately, I didn't get to do a whole bunch of sightseeing
because nope. You're
busy maid of honor duties.
yeah, but, sorry. You know, you're going to live here, so we can do all that stuff when you're here.
Yeah, I'm not too worried about it.
Yeah. people did like all sorts of things on my lists too. Like they went to museums. That's they good. Went to that, like, you know, like even my cousin went to the Boston Tea Party ship thing, you know. Went to like holiday markets.
That's like
and
a
stuff.
Year-round attraction.
Yeah, or, like, it is. The... it's always there. It's their that... boats.
Okay, like the like they're like a legit boat that's just in the harbor, not that one that person made during that thing.
No,
you're talking about.
Yeah, no. This is a just like little boat that's like a recreation boat of basically what they did. And it's 250 years until since the Boston Tea Party. So this, in about 10 days or so, I think everybody's going to, there's going to be like a big whole thing going on down there at the harbor.
Yeah.
And people are going to like actually throw tea into the harbor. I really do feel bad about the fish.
Really? No, yeah. They shouldn't do that.
I know. I'm serious. I actually I actually think that's going to happen.
So
my parents were here and they helped us do a ton of stuff, and we have to bring stuff to the Omni Parker house and do our last meeting, and you know, that was a little bit stressful because there were just like many boxes of things that needed to be brought over. All of our centerpieces were little mini lanterns that were had to be constructed and put together by the florist. And there were just, you know, a lot of moving parts, and I didn't have a wedding planner, so I did everything myself, me and Danny. And we had, you know, our photo booth vendors, we had DJs and the photographers and all of our centerpieces that we made, and all the menus that I made, and like the crackers and stuff that had to be put out. And, you know, I thought that there was just so many touches that I did that were so special and amazing. And I'm so glad that people really responded well to them. And just like, it was months and months of work and it really paid off. So
it really
that
did.
Was good.
Everything that you did was so perfect. It really made the wedding that much more special and fun. You and Danny did a really great job, Alessandra. Like,
thanks.
So good.
Thanks.
So good.
It was the best wedding ever. And I had the best weekend of my entire life. Like, all my family was here. We, like, everything went off without a hitch. All of the girls, like all my bridesmaids, including you, it was like so wonderful to have you all around me all day and carrying my dress outside when we did pictures. And the only snag was I got mud on my dress. So then the girls had to go get a bunch of Tide pens and just like stab my dress over and over again right before the ceremony. But it was kind of funny. So I wasn't too salty about it, to be honest. I was like, I'm taking pictures outside. I just don't want people to notice, you know?
Well, yeah. And the pictures in the park are going to look really good.
Oh, I know. So like, at least it also
even
wasn't
the
even
you
that
just
cold.
Showed us were really good. Yeah.
Yeah. When my photographer gets those pictures, I don't know when that's going to be. They're going to be just so beautiful. And I can't wait to, you know, see the individual ones with me and my bridesmaids and just me. And like, there's just so many beautiful things. And it just was kind of a whirlwind. But I remember like the whole day, like it's so vivid in my head now, you know, all of the festivities and everything that happened was just like so special. I would just like stand in the corner of the room and just watch people dance and socialize at the reception too.
Yeah.
Like it was like so wonderful just to see everybody really getting along as well. Danny's family, my family, our friends and everything.
Yeah.
So I'm just like so happy that it happened. And I'm also kind of relieved that it's over because it was so, it was a lot. It was a lot of socializing, you know?
Yeah, your social battery's dead. All those months of planning, like just all the months of stress leading up to it. Just
yeah, and just like thinking about it constantly, you know, like I'm kind of like excited to just talk about something else.
anything else? Just
I mean, do you know how many people ask me when we're going on our honeymoon? And they would ask me and I would be like, didn't I already tell you that? Didn't I already say that, you know? And it's like, no, probably they didn't hear it from anybody else. So I have to say everything like 10,000 times.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
I mean, it's just everyone wants to know what's next for you guys.
Yeah.
That's a lot of repeating.
Yes.
Repeating for sure.
It is. And then there's a lot of people that I haven't seen in a while, you know, a lot of family members. So we had to like catch up and chat about other stuff too. And so it was like so many beautiful memories and conversations. And just like having my whole family there was so special to me. You know, just like trying to remember this forever, like taking pictures with my brain of like having all my parents, you know, all my grandparents there and like my brother. Yeah. Like it's just like so, it's like a really, really important thing. And I just like wanted to be very present for all of it. So I really try. I like barely drank like anything all day. Like I had a lot of water. Like I had a drink, but I don't even think I finished any drink that I drank like all day long. Like I would set it down and I would just like get a new one like an hour later. So, and I ate enough. The food was really good. What did you eat?
I got the eggplant.
Oh, did you like it?
Yeah, it was really good. It was really, really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got the chicken. That was good.
And the signature cocktail that you had was really good too.
Yeah. Our Casablanca cocktail.
Yeah. Yeah. I had like two of those.
Mm-hmm.
The Boston cream pie was really good. It was, I couldn't, by the end of the night, I didn't eat a whole bunch of my Boston cream pie because, you know, the shapewear like really shoves you in there.
Yeah.
I can't fit as much food in my belly.
It's so true. And I know.
I have to dance it out. I got to take a few bites, take a few drinks on my drink, and then go out and dance a little bit, get it to go down and digest, and then go back for more. Like it just was,
it was a real physical wedding. Like everybody was really up and out of their seats, like most of the time, you know? So that was good. You look beautiful too.
Yeah, it was so much fun to get up there and dance. Yeah, I didn't. I felt real crusty by the end of the night, but it was.
And wearing shapewear. Thankfully, my shapewear was not that tight, and I wore the same one for both of my dresses. So it kind of was like not the best sitting wise. Like when we were on the trolley, I was a little bit uncomfortable. I was like, I feel a little bit too tight sitting in the back of the trolley. But the rest of the day was totally fine. And the timing of everything worked out so well. And it rained the day before my wedding. And it was only overcast the day of my wedding. And then the next day it was raining all day long. And it was like... Yeah. The fact that like the one day out of those 3 days that no rain happened was my wedding day and it was perfect for pictures. I was like, oh my God, like, thank you.
Super lucky.
It's amazing. Like I'm still in shock that happened, you know, like it just didn't have to happen that way.
Only downside to it raining the day before was that was what attributed to your dress getting muddy, but you know,
sure. Yeah.
But at least we were able to get out and take photos in general. So.
Yes. And they're going to be gorgeous. Yeah. I mean, the colors of course are going to look really beautiful. And a lot of the trees still had leaves, you know, kind of like fall color leaves. So like, It just was really perfect. And I know that, like, I'm really excited for those pictures where we're on the steps and where we're walking down the hill in the common, because I feel like we're going to look like the cast of Friends, just like, you know, all pretty and walking down the street. Like,
yeah,
I'm excited about that. I like those kind of informal shots or those kind of creative shots that, you know, are a little bit more interesting than just like standing in a row, you know?
Yeah, for sure. We also did our Secret Santa gift exchange because we were all there. So we could talk about that for a quick second, the last couple minutes we have of this topic.
Sure.
Maybe you can go a little bit longer. You know, we did a lot of stuff.
Yeah, we didn't have an episode. So we're on episode list as well this week because we're just so busy. So this is our episode.
Yeah, this might be the only episode for this week, just as we're getting back to our normal routine. But yeah, so we did our Secret Santa since we were all out there. Casey, Raymond, Vicky, you and I, we were all in Boston. And so the day before your wedding, we had a chance to go up to your suite, your gargantuan suite.
Massive twice suite. The size of my apartment.
Yeah, we had some time before the rehearsal, so we exchanged gifts, and this was a great year for
it
gifts.
It was good.
This was amazing. Not only Alessandra being the extra crafty bitch that she is, she made us ornaments, like felt. I have it right in front of me, little felt ornaments. And
they're different colored books.
Little book. Yeah, Casey, Vicky, and I all got different colored books of our, like, I'm assuming our favorite colors.
Mm-hmm.
Or just colors we enjoy. Mine's definitely my favorite color. This baby blue. And it's a little book and it says smut on it. And I love embroidered. It so much. Embroidered. It,
yeah, with beading.
Smut.
So all the lettering is like all like shiny and pretty, you know?
Yeah, these little beads and a little around. It looks like, dude, these look like the ones that you get in London.
I know. Like, that was the point. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That was my idea. Then, like, that's what I wanted, you know, and I actually want to get some more. I have a ton of beads, but I really would like to get some more, like, sequins and other kinds of things to, like, different kind of beads. And, like, it's just, it's really fun to just make them. They're just so easy to make. They take quite a long time per one, depending. Like, I made a lobster one for Jenny. That took me all day. It took me like 6 hours to make that thing. So that one was like the most intensive. But your book ones, I made 3 of those all at once. Like, I just kind of, you know, was doing them. They turned out really well. And I made a D&D dice for Raymond.
Yeah, I bet his took a minute just because with all of the...
It did, all of
the lines and stuff, the geometric shape that you gotta put in that.
I drew it from scratch, and I don't know if you've ever tried to draw like a 20-sided die from scratch, but it took me like an hour to get the proportions right on this thing. Like, I was using a ruler and everything, and I just kept fucking up, and I was like, I'm gonna get it, and I finally got it, and it turned out okay.
Had the professional tools and everything. No, I can barely draw like a cube. That is the extent of my ability.
Because there's angles, and I didn't have
geometrical objects.
I don't have a protractor, you know, so I didn't have like the correct angles or anything. I was just going off like vibes, like trying to get
who the fuck has a protractor anymore?
I don't know. Teens? I have no idea.
Architect?
Maybe I had one. Married to an architect? I don't even know. He probably has one.
What if he
had
a protractor?
That's so true. I probably should have just asked him.
He probably had one. He probably legit had one.
Oh my God.
Okay.
And I got a. So my Secret Santa was Emily. It was Vicky. So she got me a book, a Princess Leia book, and then a little tea strainer. I'm so happy about it because I really needed a tea strainer. And then you, who was yours?
Casey was my Secret Santa, and they got me this beautiful set of metal D&D dice.
Oh, that, yes.
That have like dragon scales on them. And amazing. They like, kind of shift between blue and purple. And they're so pretty. They have this cute little box, like little tin box that they come in. And I'm so excited. We need to play D&D like immediately so I could use them. They're so, so pretty. And that was,
they're like, so we kind
of give each other ideas of what to get us every year. And so I was like, oh, you know, either a set of D&D dice or a book or, you know, whatever. And so I was super, so like give people some options, but like still be surprised by like what they end up choosing. And these were absolutely gorgeous. They're heavy. They are so heavy. I'm glad I was able to fit them in my suitcase.
And then you didn't get flagged
at TSA. Yeah. No, because I put it in my checked bag. I was like, there's no way in hell I'm putting this
no,
in my,
they're
in my
not
carry
gonna,
on.
They're not going to know. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. That is so funny. And then Casey had, or you had Casey, so
me.
You got, yes. Right.
I was Casey's Secret Santa, and they asked for they're pretty popular on TikTok right now, but it's the squishy, like, silicone D20.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got them one, and they very much enjoyed it, so very excited about that.
And yes, very sensorily, like, nice to touch and throw and stuff. It's quiet, you know, that one's nice. The opposite
like
of what you got.
Stuff. They like fidget things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No fidgeting with these dice.
No.
No.
They're very nice. And then I had Raymond. So I made him some stuff, some D&D stuff. I bought him a shirt at Uniqlo, and I made our D&D character, Alligator. I drew a, like, little picture of him around
like
a campfire
a
with his banjo, you know, in a hat, wearing overalls, and it's a gator, and he's singing. So there's like music notes, and it says like the Symphonious Alligator. And Raymond opened it up, and he started crying, like his eyes were like tearing up.
I swear, I saw the little tears. I saw the little tearing up. I was like, oh my god,
yeah.
She got him.
I got him.
He's crying.
And I made him a dice tray as well, handmade the dice tray, which
oh yeah, that's right.
Which had like little moon and stars on it that I ironed on with my Cricut onto like this kind of felt, and then the other side was made out of like a leather. And those are really easy to make. They're really not like that complicated. Like, it's just a square, mm-hmm. and then you just put little, like, you know, clasps on either end, so it just kind of stays on really easily. And honestly, I should make them like and sell them on Etsy, because they don't take that long to make, and I could probably make some pretty nice ones, you know.
Yeah
And then what else did I get him? And it was the also the D&D dice ornament. So
the ornament, yes.
It was a wonderful year.
Remember.
Nice to catch up and be all together in the same place, which has not happened in a really long time.
Oh yeah, and Vicky got Throne of Glass, the American mm-hmm. the American version, because Vicky is in the UK, and they only have the UK versions of the new covers for the Throne of Glass series,
mm-hmm.
and she likes the American version, so she got the American version of Throne of Glass, because she's gonna start slowly getting the whole collection. I think by the time she left Boston, she had the first 3 to 4 books.
Because you guys went to like bookstores and stuff the other day.
Yes, we went into Beacon Hill. I didn't end up buying anything.
What?
I was very good.
Wow.
I was very good. I'm trying to be very strategic about my book buying next year. I'm not going to I'm still allowed to buy books, but I'm just trying to be more like just I don't know, smart about it, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
to the best of my abilities. And then very last, let's talk about our candy.
I got you some candy. Well, you got
and
me
maybe,
candy, and we all just got
Christmas
each other candy.
Our Christmas presents to each other. Yes, Alessandra bought me the special edition, Christmas edition of Fourth Wing with the 2 bonus chapters. So that was your Christmas present to me. And then Alessandra wanted sour candy. And there was this company that I've been wanting to buy candy from, but their shipping is so goddamn expensive.
It's like $35 or something. It's like insane.
When I was going to order from them at the beginning of this year, I think it was like $27 shipping, but it went up by the end of the year. So it was $35. So we did this big order. I bought, you know, I bought stuff for Alessandra, bought some stuff for some friends, and then bought my stuff. And just to make the $35 worth it. And then it went really fast to Boston.
Yeah. Like a week.
I think you held on to it for, yeah, you like held on to it for like a full month before we even got there.
Yep.
And I've already opened one of my bags. I got the fruit slices gummy pack and I got the blue pack. So it's just various blue colored candies, gummies, things.
Yeah.
And the fruit slices, so good. They're so good. Oh my God. I haven't even opened the blue one yet, but I'm going to open it soon. But it's delicious so far. And then you got just the sour mix and some Bilar.
Swedish candy that I'm obsessed with. And as I was saying to you, my favorite candy, like I think I've discovered, is this texture of foam, which is kind of like, it's a different word than you thought. You were like, there's a lot of foam candy in Buffalo. I'm going to get you some. What you were referring to is honeycomb. Sponge. Yeah, sponge candy.
Sponge candy.
But it's foam candy. Like, it's like, the texture is like foamy. I don't know how else to, it's like you're on a memory foam mattress. That's the kind of texture that the Swedish candy is. Oh, so
you thought I was bringing you gummy candy from Buffalo? You didn't think I was bringing you chocolate?
No, I had no idea it was chocolate. But honestly, I love honeycomb candy, which is what you brought me. Chocolate-covered honeycomb. Danny had a piece of it literally just before we started recording. I was like, Danny, you got to try this. It's really good. He's like, okay. He puts it in his mouth. He goes, oh, this is good. And I'm like, I know. It's very tasty. I love honeycomb.
Yeah, it's everywhere in Western New York. They love that. Like, they love that chocolate.
Yeah, but there's this like kind of, so in my, there was no Bilar in my sour mix, but there was these like skull and crossbones ones that were like foamy. And I was like, man, I really want to find these candies and just buy like a bunch of these ones because they're my favorite ones in the pack. Turns out they're also Swedish candy. And I was like,
Swedish people love their foam.
Dude, I was like, oh my God, I'm like a humongous fan of Swedish candy, apparently. And then we were talking to somebody, I think it was like Andrew or Sam or somebody. And they were like, you know, in Sweden on Sundays, they eat candy. Like it's like a, it's like or Thursday
or something. Saturday. It's like a single day of the week, they eat tons of candy, apparently.
And I was like, that is the cutest thing I've ever heard. Like, they just, like, abstain from candy for the rest of the week, and then the candy day is when they can just pig out on candy.
Yeah, which, I mean, gosh, just imagine how sick you would get from doing that. I mean,
well, I mean, sure. This is making me want some candy.
I mean, it's just
candy.
One day. I've been having, like, one of each. So in my fruit slices, I'm having, like, one of each kind, and then I put the bag away so I can make it last as long as possible.
Yeah, no, I've made this bag last me quite a long time. I mean, I think I've only ate about half of it, and I got it, like, over a month ago. So I'm doing pretty good. I'm not, like, eating it all the time.
Yeah, for sure. Ugh, but, so very excited about the candy. Definitely be ordering from them in the future at some point.
It was all in all a very sweet, like, past few weeks, and everything about it was incredibly sweet, heartwarming. I cried like all day at my wedding, all day.
Oh my
I woke
God,
up
your
the next day.
Cried so much.
Oh my God, my brother, like he, of course. I mean, I.
Of course he did.
Yeah, I mean, it's a big day, and he was just.
A very emotional day.
I mean, I'm glad I wasn't really looking at him when I was walking down the aisle because I think I would have lost it. I swear to God. Like, I mean, I already was. My lip was quivering so hard. Like, the tears were rolling down my face. And then my lip was, like vibrating. And I could not stop it. I was, like, trying not to look like a friggin' mess. But it all worked out. It was great. I just cried so much.
You couldn't look like a mess even if you wanted to. You're the bride. The bride is incapable of looking like a mess.
But the next day, I woke up and I swear to God, Emily, my eyes were so puffy. I was like, Man, I had to put ice cubes on my eyes and like press the compress to make my under eye bags like go away.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
For the breakfast the next day, which was also pretty good. That was good food.
I still feel a little left over from the wedding. I need I probably should have taken yesterday off, and I didn't. Home at 1:30 in the morning, or I got home at 1, went to bed by 1:30, and I still got my ass up at 7 and went to work. It was.
I can't even believe you. That's just good job, man. Good job,
man. I mean, I guess I was half a human all day, but I did it. I did it.
Yeah, my throat was getting really tired, and you can probably hear it. I talked so much
that, like, and with the music, you're really like yelling at people, like it's like you're in a club.
Yeah, I mean, I've been talking for a week straight, like every day, like I mean, so much talking. So my throat was like, it didn't hurt; I just like was hoarse.
Yeah. Oh, I can say I don't think my room was haunted. I didn't see any haunted things happen at the hotel.
Yes.
Unfortunately, you know, I would have been, I probably would have freaked the fuck out if I saw anything, honestly. But
right.
But you know, it would have been exciting. It would have been exciting if I saw something. But no, my room was, and I was up at like all weird times of the night, like at 2 a.m, 3 a.m, 5 a.m. Like there was definitely plenty of chances for a ghost to tickle my toe or something, like to do something.
Yeah. You have to be receptive to it too. You have to be like listening for it.
I think I'm pretty receptive.
I totally forgot to be receptive because I was the night before I didn't sleep the best. So I was up quite a few times and I woke up pretty early the night, you know, as I expected. I really didn't think I was going to sleep very well, but the night after the wedding I slept pretty good. So
yeah.
Didn't really, it's been nice to just get some sleep, but I think I was so anxious, and I was like, I checked my like stats on my phone to see like, and it said that I had a trend of a high resting heart rate for the past like 20 days.
Yeah. I think right before the traveling to Buffalo, my average heart rate had increased within the past 18 to 20 days. For sure. And my watch did notify me. I think I was so nervous about giving my maid of honor speech that like at your wedding, like a couple, like
it said was elevated heart rate.
It said I had an elevated heart rate. I was like, okay, this is fine. Like, obviously I know why. So it's not like a bad thing. Like as long as you know why you have an if it's stress or nerves or anxiety, like as long as you know what it is that's causing your elevated heart rate. It's the best part. But yes. But I think my speech went well. I had a lot of people come up to me and say they liked it. So that
I loved it, Emily. I rewatched it today because Vicky filmed it and she posted it. And
I rewatched it. I was cringing so hard. I was like, oh
no. You were just a little nervous.
It was fine, but I couldn't. I was like, oh God, I don't want to watch this.
It was so sweet. I loved the end. You were like, you have your very own handsomely dressed man, handsome man in a well-tailored suit for your wall.
Yes. had to make the full circle, had to round out, bring Danny back in.
I know. So sweet.
I think it worked, and it was short and sweet.
It was. Daniel's
was tough to follow. His was really good too.
I'm sorry. I really should have put it the other way around. I don't know what I was thinking.
No, it's okay. At some point, even someone was like, no, and then you went after Daniel, and yours was just as good. And I was like, okay.
Okay. Yours was amazing. I loved it very much. I was so happy that you could. Like you were there, like just the moment with me. It was very special to me. You're my best friend, so
of course, buddy.
Really like amazing and so lovely. And I just
no one else asked me to be a maid of honor. I'm retired. I did it once. I ain't doing it again,
dude. Emily, I don't know. You don't get to choose. Like somebody else chooses.
I don't get to choose.
I don't know. I guess you could turn it down if you really decline. Want.
I don't know.
Man.
We'll have to see. The only person I could see asking me is maybe my little sister Kimmy. That's the only person I could.
I don't know, Casey. I don't know, man. I think that might be a really? Possibility. I don't know. They love you.
I don't know about that. I know they do. I don't know. Maybe.
It's possible.
It's possible. Oh my god. Okay.
I think this
we
is...
We went extra long today just because we weren't going to have another episode this week. So you're welcome? Question mark. We're trying to make it equal, I guess. But I think
that's it.
I think that's it. Oh, I got home. I got home and my final volume of Heaven's Official's Blessing showed up.
Oh, great. Good.
Oh my goodness, my special edition. So I got cute little art. I got little postcards and a bookmark and a poster and a little notebook. It's real cute. I'm really excited. I gotta finish that series. I still have like 4 books left in the damn series.
Okay.
I really fell off. But we're not gonna get into book talk right now.
We got no time.
Yeah, no, we're gonna close this out. I gotta go take out the trash. Okay. Trash tomorrow. So,
with that final note, thank you for listening, everybody.
Thank you for listening. Alessandra's married.
Yeah. I'm a wife.
If you enjoyed this episode, if you enjoyed this episode, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and IMDb. We're also on Amazon Music, Spotify, and Acast. If you want to email us, please do that at allbythepopcornpodcast@gmail.com. If you want to follow our social media, we have Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube. Just search All By The Popcorn or All By The Popcorn Podcast. And we have merch, so please check that out. But thank you so much for listening, and we'll talk to you in the next one. Goodbye.
Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.